2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
DFS Army. It's Cash Cake here from DFS Army, and today I'm going to do a show on Super Bowl 54 Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app using player props, which is awesome for the Super Bowl. It's probably one of the best sports Super Bowl to bet on, period. There's so much action out there, so many player props to bet. So we'll go through a few of them today. And as you can see here on Thrive Fantasy, they got a little bit of everything, not just NFL. They got golf here that starts in about 20 minutes if you want to get in there. It's just Saturday only. If you're into esports, they got LOL. They also have, again, the Super Bowl, $50 buy-in. I think it's a 30-entry max. They got a free roll here for $500 if you want to give it a try and see how you like it. They have NBA as well. That'll probably drop later today. It's a lot of fun. I love prop betting. Like I said, I'll probably do a show later on that's just prop bets for the Super Bowl. It's just a lot of fun. And if you don't have a ton of time to research building daily fantasy lineups, then you can play over here at Thrive Fantasy. And just, again, I'll show you how to do it here with NFL, give you my favorite picks. And you're basically just betting over-unders on a set line. And you get points for the over-unders. So let's just jump in here to one of the NFL ones. Again, $20,000 guaranteed for the Super Bowl. $50 buy-in, only 450 entrants. I believe it's 4K up top. Let's jump on in here and look at it. Yeah, 4K for first. Again, you can pays out the top 100. And you can enter up to 30 times. So jump on in here. Again, 4K for tops. It's a lot of fun. So for picks here, they're going to give you 10 picks on each side of the ball here. So again, you don't need to do a ton of research here. It's just over-under. You know, the riskier the play, the more points you'll get on the over-under. And they're only going to give you, again, the top guys here. You know, you're going over-under points, total yards, total completions, rush yards, a little bit of everything. Again, extremely easy to play. Big contest here. They got everything. NBA, baseball's coming up, PGA, esports. So get over here, give it a try, man. Use promo code DFS Army when you sign up, and you'll receive an instant match of $20 for your first deposit. And so you can find a Thrive Fantasy app on both the Play Store and the App Store. So it depends off your iOS or Google. So give it a shot, man. Let's dig into this real quick. So Super Bowl 54, the opening line was like 51.5. I think it's up to 54 or 54.5. So points are going to be scored here. I saw a quick tweet that Dan Orlovsky sent out that's saying, you know, San Francisco is a top two defense. And defense wins championships, right? So the top two defense have been in the Super Bowl 20 times out of 54, 20 times, and they're 15-5. Now, with giving up an average of 18 points. Now, they lost to some really good quarterbacks, Brady, Bradshaw, Rodgers, Plunkett, Theismann. So defense does win championships. However, we also got to think about what kills San Francisco, right? And I'm bringing all this up because as we're going through the picks, I think it kind of sets the stage of how we're going to bet these picks or how we're going to go over under. So San Francisco, they get hurt by mobile quarterbacks, man. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is, man. He's a mobile quarterback. He extends plays. He beats you with his feet. All all day. And it's not just like the 10-yard first downs beating her. It's extending the plays. And that's what kills San Francisco. They run a lot of zone. I think about 66% of the time, their secondary, they're running zone. If you would have saw the beef between, who was it, Richard Sherman and Darrell Revis. Darrell Revis was known to be, you know, Revis Island, you know, don't man-to-man, don't get him island. And he was kind of taking jabs at Richard Sherman, saying the only reason he's good is because he's in the zone scheme. What's going to hurt San Francisco is here is, you know, that San Francisco D-line is going to get pressure. But it just, Mahomes extending the play, that those wide receivers, those, you know, Kelce, Hill, all those guys, Watkins, they're going to find holes in that zone defense when he's extending the plays, you know. It's good 3 to 4 seconds, but when you're pushing it 5, 6, 8 seconds, you know, we've seen Hill find the holes, go deep, and that's when Mahomes is going to kill you. He just absolutely dominates in that situation. He's the number one quarterback in QBR rating against the zone in the NFL. So if that tells you something, my money's on Mahomes here. I'd bet KC. I just think he's going to beat them. It only takes a couple big plays like that. They've got so much talent. So with that being said, I think it's going to be completely different this time on the San Francisco side of the ball than it was against Green Bay. Green Bay, Jimmy Garoppolo only threw the ball eight times. Mozart ran for like 220 yards. Mostert ran for 4 touchdowns. I think they're good. San Francisco wants to run the ball. I think they're going to continue to run the ball. But once they get behind, and I think they will, Garoppolo's going to have to throw the ball. They're just going to have to. You can't keep running the ball if you're down by 14 points. And I just think if you think San Francisco gets up early, then, yeah, this is where these first two picks, I would be on the under side of it. But if you think that they're going to get behind and have to play catch-up, which I do, I would be on the over side of it. So Jimmy Garoppolo, 245.5 total passing yards, I would be on the over of this. Again, it's not like last week, I think, where they're just going to run the ball down their throat. You know, they're going to put up points, KC, in a hurry. So I would be on the over. It's 95 points. You get under 105. Again, you can build these, but if you want to build two, build one that you think one game script and build another lineup with a different game script. So again, I'd be on the over for 95 points here, how I see this game going. Same with the total completions here. 20.5 for Jimmy Garoppolo. Again, he completed 6 last game as a Green Bay. But again, if you think they're going to be down, they got to throw the ball, I would take the over here. I just think that they're going to have to chuck the ball. They're going to try to run a little bit. But if they get behind, I would take the over on that. Again, over is 110, which is a bunch. But, you know, if that's how you see the game script going, oh, really high over or under, I would just take the over on that. And that's, you get 110 there. Mostert, 75.5 total rush yards. I still think they're going to run the ball. They're not going to abandon the run completely. I still think, you know, Mostert can get there with 75 yards and Garoppolo can get over 245 total passing yards. So I don't think 75.5 is bad. I still think they're going to go to him. So I have no problem taking the over. It's a neutral here. The under and over is both 100 points. I think even if they get down, it's not like they're just going to completely abandon it. They're just not going to smash the ball 3 times in a row. So I don't mind taking the over there. But, you know, if you think they're going to get behind completely and just abandon the run, which I don't think San Francisco's completely going to do, then take the under. Mostert, half touchdown, I would take the over here. Even if they get the ball down inside the goal line, they're going to smash the ball to Mostert here. So no problem taking the over on a half rushing touchdown. Kevin Coleman, total rush receiving yards, 55.5. I would take the under. If you think that they're going to utilize him maybe more in the passing game if they get down, then take the over. This is a little harder one to pick. Again, you only got to pick 10 of these. So if some of these are close, ones that you don't really want to jump all over, then I have no problem not taking any of these guys. So that might be a bet I just kind of just don't take, but I would lean the under. George Kittle, Total reception yards, 67.5. Again, I take the over here. You're, you know, if this is going to be just points galore, you know, like I said, it's already got bet up over three. I just can't see how Kittle is not involved. He saw one target last game. Again, he only completed six balls through eight times. So maybe there's some recency bias with people looking at the box scores against Green Bay, and you have a little bit more soft field people playing this. But I would take the over on 67.5. I just think that, you know, Kittle's going to have to get involved here for them to win this game. Over 55.5 receptions, I would take the over here. Again, I know it's a broken record, but if you think it's going to be a shootout like I do, I just don't see how you don't take the over. Emmanuel Sanders. Now, he did see two targets. I'm sorry. He saw one target, caught zero balls last game. Now he should be up against Breland. It's a better matchup for him. That's a tough. I don't know. 4.5 yards is too low. You know, they're going to have to get him involved. I'm surprised the yardage total are so low. If we have over 240 yards for Garoppolo and you bet that over, some of these guys are going to have to catch the ball, and it's going to be Kittle, Sanders, or Samuel here. Debo Samuel had the most targets last game in the NFC Championship game. He had three, caught two balls for 46 yards. So, you know, I could see him getting him in space as well. I think if I was betting this, though, and you're looking to pick at a few of these, I wouldn't pick all of them to be over. One of these guys isn't going to get here. So all three could get there. You know, I just don't. If you only have to pick 10 of these, and again, you're looking for the highest score, you need to take some chances. I like taking the chances at the ones you're getting over. So, like, you know, Kittle's 5.5 receptions. I think it's going to be over, but you only get 85 points. So maybe they try to shut him down and they get the ball more to Samuel and Sanders. I just think in the biggest game of the year in Super Bowl 54, they're just going to use their big weapon here in Kittle. So, you know, again, 85 points. You got to take that into account when you're doing these prop bets at Thrive Fantasy. You know, it's the points as well. Not just if you get it right, but how many points are you getting right? So take those chances. You know, again, come down here to Sanders. Again, that's too low if they're going to be playing from behind. I would take the over on one of Samuel or Sanders. I think Sanders is going to have the big game because he didn't have, you know, one target. I have no problem taking that over. Again, 100 points. I would rather take that than I would say Kittle for 5.5 receptions at 85. Again, the more risk that's going to be there, you're going to get more points. So, again, for 15 more points, I think I'd rather just take the over reception yards here for Samuels. Same with the touchdown. You know, why not take 125 points to have him have a chance to get in the touch in the box here? So, I no problem taking that. You know, it's more risky. Any of these touchdown props that you're going to bet on Thrive Fantasy are going to be more risky because the ball can go anywhere, you know. And so if you're playing more like just a cash, I would look at some of the just to try to get 10 out of 10, you know, not try to go for the home run where you are like with Emmanuel Sanders for over 125 points here for a touchdown. These are the ones I would do if I'm going for first place. I'm trying to get the win, you know, bet these ones that are a little higher that, yeah, there's a good percentage chance he can get in the box here. And again, for 125 points, no problem all day long. So, again, are you trying to cash that $50 or are you trying to take it down? Same with Debo Samuel here. Again, over 90 points is probably, you know, the way to go. Under 110, that's a real risky bet because they like to get him the ball in space. So I'm not sure I would touch that one at all either. On the KC side of the ball, over 299.5 yards, 95 points. All day over. I think he throws for 400 here. I think that San Francisco puts pressure on him. I think he, you know, gets out of the box. He runs for a few first downs when he has to, and then he has a few monster plays with Hill and Kelsey and Watkins as they break that zone down. And, you know, again, with Hill's speed, once that zone breaks down, that dude is just insane. So, way over all day long here. Again, total touchdowns and interceptions, 2.5, over, 105, over all day long. Again, I think Mahomes is going to win this game. Andy Reid's going to set up schemes to get him out, to beat that zone. And so, you know, it's Mahomes all day long. So I would take the over on that 105. Damien Williams, total rush yards and reception yards, 68.5. Again, I would take that over all day long as well. What did he have in that AFC Championship game? He had a pretty damn good game. Let's see here. He is the back. I mean, LeSean McCoy is just not there anymore. So he ended up having against the Titans. They put up 35 points. Williams had 45 yards rushing and 17 attempts with a touchdown. And he had 5 receptions for 44 as well. So, again, 68.5 yards. I think he gets there. You know, he could get there probably in just receptions. So, to me, that's a really good bet. I really like that one out of the 10 I would pick. Same thing with Damien Williams here with rushing touchdowns, reception touchdowns. Over 115 points. This is, again, if you're trying to hit first place here, these are the kind of picks that you're looking at. You're trying to find the ones that are over 115 points that can get you over the top. And I really like this one. I think I like this one more than the Mostert one. But again, you know, he's only got to get in the box either reception or rushing. I take the over on that all day long. Tyreek Hill, 77.5 yards. He can get that in one play. Again, that zone, break it down. It's just, he's so good at it that 77.5 yards. Last week against the Titans, he had 7 targets, 5 receptions, 67 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I have no problem taking the over there. One thing that you should probably look at coming down to Kelce at 77.5 yards. I think you can bet the over on both of these, but I would bet the over on one and the under on the other one. If I was going to bet both of them, or just pick one in one of your set of lineup and the other one in the other. Kelce had 4 targets, caught 3 balls for 30 yards in the AFC Championship game against the Titans. And they probably get him more involved here. Again, you get a few more points, 110 points. Maybe you want to take a more shot on him than you do on Hill. But again, I just think Hill's going to break down that zone and he's still going to, it only takes one ball at 77.5 yards to break it. So really like that. Again, receptions over 3.5. As you can see, this is a really good bet, 75 points. Again, if you're trying to cash and you're trying to get all 10 of 10, look at these bets where they might not be as many points, but you know, maybe take a few shots at the ones over 100 and then take a few safer ones to mix and match with them. So again, he caught 5 balls for 67 yards against the Titans. 3.5 is just way too low here. So I would pound that as one of your 10. Again, Kelce, reception touchdowns 0.5. Over 115 points. Like we said, these reception touchdowns are going to be juiced more towards the under. So, you know, Kelce really wasn't part of that game plan last week. I think he is here. Over 115 yards. I would grab that. And again, we want to grab these that are well over 100 so you can try to get the top score. Watkins, 50.5. He put up 7 catches for 114 yards and a touchdown. I would just bet the under here. You get 100 points for the over-under here. I would just go under. You know, I think a lot of people will take him and they see that box score in the AFC Championship game where he put up all those receptions and yards, and I would just take the under here. He should be up against Quan Williams. It's kind of a neutral matchup to me. I wouldn't, you know, really slide one way or the other. I just would take the under here and think that they get Kelce and Hill more involved and not Watkins here. Harrison Butker, 7.5 points total. Over under here. Well, if they're going to put up, you know, 4 touchdowns, you know, that gets you, you know, 4 extra points. Maybe he kicks a field goal at 7. I would slide the over, 90 points. If points are going to be scored, it's not going to be a touchdown every time. So, I would look at the over there, but really, that's, again, 90 points. We want to get the ones that are closer to over 100 so we can get a piece of that 4K first place. Again, this is a $50 buy-in here. You just have to pick 10 of these. It's not like building a lineup with regular daily fantasy where you're trying to have to make those hard decisions, you know, salary cap and all that. This is just prop bets, man, at Thrive Fantasy. All you're doing is just picking the over-under on the set line that they have set. You know, look at these lines, write them down, compare them. One of the good things to do is look at these lines, see where the lines opened up. Go to some of the sports books like DraftKings or FanDuel or any of the sports book that's out there and see the lines. Where are they at? Where they compare? Where's the juice going to the over on some of these props that they have here? And maybe that'll help make some of your decisions as well if you have a couple trusted sources as well. And like I said, I might do a prop bet Super Bowl show here. And maybe that'll help make some of your decisions for Thrive Fantasy. Again, they have everything over here at Thrive Fantasy. If NFL is not your thing, again, Super Bowl's coming up next week. Thought we'd get this out so you can kind of look at where my head's at. But they have everything. You know, they'll have NBA posted a little bit later. Like I said, they have golf here. They got the Saturday only. Locks here in 2.5 minutes. Looks like there's 6 slots left in the $25. Get some heads up right here. $500, no rake. Again, if you just want to give in and give it a shot, why not come in here, create an account using DFS Army, you know, use that promo code, you know, deposit some money, you know, get that instant match $20 and just give it a try. Try the free roll. Why not? Maybe you get in here, you see, you love it, make a few pennies, and then come out and start hitting NBA up, man, hitting golf up. Again, you can use our, you know, projections and use our advice at DFS Army to go after, you know, things like Thrive Fantasy. Even though the content, you know, is more focused towards daily fantasy, well, these are player props and you can kind of see where the projections are at. And I'll give you, anytime you have a question on Thrive Fantasy, just come in my room there and chat and ask, and I'll let you know if I'd be over or under it. And, you know, give it a shot. Again, you only got to, most of these, you only got to choose 10 out of 20 player props in any sport that you want here. And again, if your thing is esports, they have that as well. And they got a free roll on top of it. So again, it's something a little different. If you don't have a ton of time, it's really nice to get in there, make these plays, jump on in. Massive $20,000 guaranteed prize pool for Super Bowl 54 here. $50 buy-in plus that free roll, $500. Get in, join. Give it a shot. Why not? Again, download that Thrive Fantasy app on the App Store or Play Store, or visiting their website at www.thrivefantasy.com and sign up and prop up today, man. And hope to see you in there. Win some money. Should be a great game. Look forward to seeing it. And appreciate y'all. Deuces.